FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
But I want to move to our guest now. I'm very excited to speak with Cole Lauterbach of the Illinois News Network. Cole, thanks for coming on the show today. It's great to speak with you.
Thanks, Annie.
So I wanted to talk to somebody about the minimum wage increase that was passed yesterday. And then in the amount of time between that and my show starting at noon, this new House Bill 2864 gets filed by a representative out of Chicago. And it's surrounding the mileage tax again. Can you tell me more about what has been put into play today?
Yeah, we move fast in Illinois.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't mess around. But
that's true.
Especially when, on things like this. But Marcus Evans's bill is what it would do is it would create a pilot program that is the much talked about vehicle miles tax. And it would start off as just a pilot for up to 5,000 vehicles to participate. And it would be it wouldn't be mandatory at this point, mm-hmm. where they would replace, because currently right now the state has a 19-cent per gallon motor fuel tax. And you would replace that with a 2.1-cent per mile vehicle miles traveled tax. Mm-hmm. And the way that it's measured is the sticking point for this in the past, where Senate President John Cullerton had in the language of the bill where a device would be installed in a vehicle, and that immediately became a non-starter.
That freaks people out.
Right.
You just start installing devices in people's cars, and it's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Well, this one doesn't leave it out.
Fantastic.
It says basically punts and says that it would be up to the Department of Transportation and the user to agree on the best method of monitoring how much miles you're putting on your vehicle. And it says metered, and it says security of the technology and tampering device usage in the language of the bill. So, they do not leave that out, but they do not mandate a device.
Sounds like that might be on purpose.
Maybe they learned their lesson. You never, you can always, mm-hmm. divine whatever you think behind the name of the language. But what it would do then is it would not remove the sales tax. You have to remember, Illinois is one of only five states that applies its sales tax to gasoline, motor fuel. And so you would still have the 6.25% sales tax on top of it. And that's been long the history of this. Oregon has tried it. That's been the criticism, is that when this type of program gets implemented, it is kind of a sneaky trick to leave other taxes in there and also apply the VMT. So you get like a double layer of taxation.
That sounds like the most Illinois thing I've heard all week. You said it was voluntary right now. This is a pilot program that is being floated here. What are we trying to figure out or study? And why would somebody volunteer to participate?
Well, the issue is that, we're losing motor fuel revenue because vehicles, if you're taxing more of something, traditional taxation and economic thought is that you get less of it. So if you tax fuel higher, you're going to economically move people towards more fuel-sipping vehicles. And with the advent of hybrid vehicles and longer cars with better gas mileage, we have been consistently getting lower motor fuel income, mm-hmm. Tax revenue through the state. And that's becoming an issue now with our infrastructure that reports now have said that, we would need, major, major amounts more to just maintain where we're at currently with our infrastructure, which if you've driven up and down 55 or 57 in the last 6 months, it's not great.
Yeah.
I've mistaken potholes for off ramps at one point or another on 57.
Yeah.
But, that's the conversation, and the dynamic obviously, as has changed, because in the past, Governor Rauner has been staunchly opposed to any type of VMT. And Governor Pritzker now has never said that he's in favor of it, but he's also said, you know, listen, this has been tried in other places, and we need to explore all options because we need infrastructure bills. We need infrastructure spending to maintain our roadways and our bridges, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be looked at under a different microscope this time around.
So I noticed, too, here, and we're speaking with Cole Lauterbach with the Illinois News Network. You can go to ilnews.org, check out their information there. Always great resource for Illinois news. But the lead here is that one Illinois lawmaker is again seeking a tax on each mile vehicle owners drive instead of a gas tax. So, and I also noticed that this is coming out of the city of Chicago. So if you have a Democrat representative in Chicago, I would imagine that the per person, the percentage of vehicle ownership of people who live, you know, directly downtown, is probably a little bit lower than here in Southern Illinois, or miles that would have to be driven, that this would be excessively punitive to someone like myself who commutes to across the Mississippi River to go to work, people who have to drive distances because there's Southern Illinois might be more expansive in town to town travel. Is this going to be unfair to the people who are south of I-80?
Right. Well, if this does become a universal reality, that's been the long held criticism over it, because you have people, you know, like myself, having grown up on a farm in Iroquois County, I was probably 28 miles away from the closest, you know, grocery store.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, and I worked miles away and went to school in Chicago. So somebody like myself growing up, we would have, under a VMT, I would have paid much more than, say, somebody who lived in, you know, Ravenswood, mm-hmm. or, you know, downtown Chicago, who, if they owned a car at all, maybe traveled a fraction of what, you know, say you do every day crossing the river to get to work. So there's been long held criticism of a per mile traveled tax, because obviously, as with the minimum wage, it's just a very different Illinois mm-hmm. when you get south of I-80.
So, and then this bill it's House Bill HB 2864. It's been introduced. What does that mean? Where is it at? How close is this to, you know, becoming law versus just being discussed?
Oh, it's got a long way to go. In terms of, it was just introduced late yesterday. And so, a quick civics lesson of this, it's now in the House Rules Committee, which, if it does get out of there, it gets assigned to its own specialized committee that is staffed with experts on the topic. It would be a transportation committee.
Mm-hmm.
They would discuss it. It could get sent to a subcommittee, buried there. And then once, if they do vote favorably there, it has to go to the House and get a favorable vote there, simple majority. And then likewise with the Senate, and then the governor would have to sign on to it.
So there's time to contact your legislators, weigh in on it, have your voice be heard.
Correct. There is a long ways to go. And if this were to be given that much credence, your local central and southern Illinois legislators would definitely have a chance to weigh in on the disparities that they have before.
Just about a minute left here. I wanted to ask you about the application of a law like this to commercial vehicles, people who drive for a living, people who maybe, you know, drive over the road or whatever their application of driving might be when it comes to a professional purpose. Is this only for personal usage, or how does this affect people who have commercial vehicles?
Well, that's been a long complaint of the VMT, but the pilot program is for, it appears to just be personal use. It looks like this would just be their testing the waters to see how it works, see how people are comfortable with it, and see how it's implemented. But in a universal VMT situation, that's been criticism, because you have people then who are literally taking money off of their bottom line, which economically then you could see prices going up on things that have to take trucks to get where they need to go. You know, it's to get to high level economics, but it would add a cost onto potentially a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we will continue to follow up on this, and I got to get to a break here. But the minimum wage passing yesterday, we understand that the governor should be signing that soon.
Any day now. It's likely he'll have it signed before he gives his budget address coming up next Wednesday.
Yeah, well, we will be white knuckle, hold on tight for, I don't know, maybe the rest of forever. we always appreciate Illinois News Network, ilnews.org. And Cole, thanks for giving us some time. We appreciate it.